Welcome to Time with Baba Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is February 26th, Wednesday. Ash Wednesday. 2020. Day 57. Today's topic. Be holy. Confess your sins. Consecrate yourself. Follow me. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 32 verses 1 to 5, Leviticus chapter 19, verse 1 to chapter 20, verse 21. Mark chapter 8, verses 11 to 38. Proverbs 10, verse 17. Today's main passage, Leviticus chapter 20, verses 7 to 8. Consecrate yourselves and be holy, because I am the Lord your God. Keep my decrees and follow them. I am the Lord who makes you holy. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is, be holy, confess your sins, consecrate yourself, follow me. Today's four passages gives us the way, the why of so many people cannot follow Jesus. Number one, be holy. The Lord said to Moses, speak to the entire assembly of Israel and say to them, be holy because I, the Lord your God, am holy. The reason for us not able to follow Jesus is because we are not holy. Number two, confess your sins. Psalm 32 verse 3 to 5. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy on me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. So far as I know, all the big spiritual revival of this world in the past 100 years started from a big flow of confession. Without knowing our sins, confess and repent, we cannot be holy. Not being holy, we cannot see God and have a good relationship with Him, not being able to follow the Lord. Number three, consecrate yourself. Leviticus chapter 20, verse 7 to 8. Consecrate yourselves and be holy, because I am the Lord your God. Keep my decrees and follow them. I am the Lord who makes you holy. Proverbs 10, verse 17. Whoever heeds discipline shows the way to life, but whoever ignores correction leads other astray. When we know our sins, confess and repent, the blood of Jesus cleanses us. We experience Jesus' thought, being filled with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit anoints us to be able to consecrate ourselves so that we won't be lost again. Being lost in this world of confusion and darkness, trying all the best to get everything. Instead, we will try our best to give everything. Wow! Number four, follow me. Mark 8, verses 33 to 37. But when Jesus turned and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter. Get behind me, Satan, he said. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns. And he called the cloud to him along with his disciples and said, Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me and for the gospel will save it. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to experience, confess our sins, consecrate ourselves, so that we can be holy and willing to bear our own cross to follow you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how does today's theme, be holy, confess your sins, consecrate yourself, follow me, speaks to you? Number two, what is your next step to be holy? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.